the University of Westminster Student Sound.
This is Smoke Radio.
Yeah! Under the pitch invasion! Yeah! There's a pitch invasion! We've just won varsity! 2017! Yeah!
Mike?
I think it's pretty clear what happened, and that is that the SU tried to censor Smoke Media and the students themselves. These are people who've been working their asses off for the past couple of days and even over the past couple of weeks trying to cover these elections. They don't get paid for it. The people who work at the SU do get paid for it. And all they've done is told them what they can't do. And I think that's shameful. And I think, frankly, they should get an apology.
Right, Faye, this is it. We've made the final moment. There's about 15 seconds to go. Are you feeling it now?
I'm feeling it. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm stood up. Oh, yeah.
Faye, 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We've actually done it, Faye. We have made it to the end of Jailbreak. Final status updates on where everyone is. And next.
On campus, online, and on your mobile.
Across London, this is Smoke Radio.
Big Tobes calling me, kicking off your show with Kaylee Golding on Smoke Radio. That was a request from DJ Valentine. Shout out to you, Charlie. We've got so much coming your way on the show. We're going to do Kaylee's old school pick of the week. We're going to do my jukebox as well. And I'm also going to give you a concert guide as well. So make sure you keep it locked and keep it Smoke Radio.
All things K-pop.
Wow, fantastic, baby.
Another Saturday evening of K-pop here on Smoke Radio with me, Samara.
And me, Manal.
We'll be playing back-to-back K-pop for the next hour. But from us, it's going to be...
Annyeong!
What up, Westminster? How we doing? It's Friday the 7th of April and my name is Ollie Beard. Here for your official start to the weekend. Today on the show, I'll be playing some smooth tunes to get you loose for whatever you're doing tonight. Hope you've had a good week. You're ready to party. Because the days are longer. It's warmer. It's springtime. This is Chami.
Here's an absolute throwback song for you now. But you can always hear it every Monday at the SU. And I'm definitely there. Dancing along to it. It's a TLC, No Scrubs.
And here we are. We are in a car park in Sweden, 1,000 kilometers away.
You messed up, Stephen.
I did mess up. Well, Google messed up. I Googled where 1,000 miles from me was, and the default not website was kilometers. So we're exactly 1,000 kilometers away. It's not exactly what Jess Glynn was singing about.
You won't cut it as a travel agent.
I'm standing outside the Houses of Parliament at the moment, directly under Big Ben, just a few yards away from the tragic ordeal that happened yesterday afternoon. Officials opened the Westminster Bridge about an hour ago. However, it's just very quiet here. Not very many people crossing the bridge. Traffic is pretty much at a standstill here.
If you just join us, this is Talking Balls Varsity, live from Northwick Park. In the shadow of Wembley Stadium, of course. Ollie steps up. Calm and collected. Oh! That's the weirdest save I have ever seen in my life.
On campus, online, and on your mobile.
This is Smoke Radio.
It didn't really come into it that I was a woman, so I feel it in lots of ways. I skipped that. I know that that's not the case for everybody, and I know that if you do slip up, as a woman, you are open to accusations of she doesn't know what she's talking about because she's a woman, or you're more open to people saying she made a mistake because she doesn't know what she's talking about rather than it's a one-off mistake. I think that still happens. I think it's now increasingly common to have women talking about sports. So we're getting to a stage, it is getting there, that it's unremarkable to be a woman in sport.
I have also experienced the feeling of unknown before coming out, and so do a lot of other LGBT people. Not knowing how your friends or your family or people around you are going to react to you coming out and your sexuality can be terrifying. Luckily for me, coming out was really an amazing experience. It was incredibly freeing, and everyone who I told completely took me within their arms and just said that it was going to be okay and that I was completely normal.
Did you feel like the audience like got into it? Because obviously it's quite a different genre, like you guys are Chasing Status. Did you think that they sort of got into the song as well? Obviously that's from the fact.
So I think the attitude's the same. I think if you see Chasing Status live or Prodigy live, mm-hmm. it's got the same sort of energy as coming to a Slave show, so people are like mosh pitting and stuff, so yeah. It felt quite
good. We have a toast.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
Definitely.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To cereal.
Do I have chocolate in my face?
Hold on.
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't think you do, actually. Just checking, but you're
professional.
Good.
My name is Mia Lynette. I'm lead vocalist, rhythm guitar for an alternative rock band, Goodbye Brighton. I guess other than that, which is sort of like my main like identification, being the lead singer of a band, I think that's probably what most people know me for in my circle of people now, but other than that, I identify as a lesbian.
You are the love. So you mentioned the song Run, that's on the album. Other than the songs that have come out to fans already, which one are you most excited about people hearing?
I don't know, it's tough. I guess that's like picking a favourite child.
17 candidates.
5 positions.
1 students' union.
Who will take the throne? Live from Regent Street on Smoke TV and at smokeradio.co.uk.
This is the UWSU 2017 Regents and LTS Cavendish and Harrow election debate.
And Smoke Media would like to express that due to recent events between us and the student union, we feel as if our voice has been compromised and our values and strengths. As a student body, we believe it's our responsibility to represent the students, and on this occasion, we feel that control and suppression from the students' union has not allowed us to do this to our satisfaction. Questions presented by us tonight have been vetted, and some have been edited to suit the union and not Smoke Media. We'd like to encourage you to raise your hands if you want to ask any questions so that your voice is heard in the way that it should be.
You were very vocal during your campaign last year about how all SU subs were paid far too much and how you would take that £3,000 pay cut. So could you not argue that £3,000 could have been better spent on the 50 or so people who don't actually get paid even travel to do Smoke Media and yet are still here tonight for you?
Obviously, in terms of money for student media, every year budgets are put together and that is done by the department manager. Finding more money for student media is something that I advocated when the budget came together. And we continue to advocate in next year's budgets. Because of various issues, I end up having to pay out my budget. So I think we are finding the money and we are willing to use money that isn't assigned to student media for student media use.
We're currently live from Regent Street, and today we're going to be hearing from the VP candidates for Marylebone as well as the presidential role. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Gabriel. Also, there'll be highlights on Smoke Radio Monday at 9. And you can use the hashtag #TakeTheThrone to be part of the debate. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Now, in terms of the actual question, which is representing all Westminster students, I think we can all agree that all Westminster students would benefit from Westminster being great again. You, the students, and we need to take back Westminster for the people.
One of the things I'll bring up right now is just what happened with Smoke. In regards to like some of the questions being censored and not being censored, like we don't really know what happened, but we know something happened because Smoke had to release a statement.
This is Smoke Radio, live from National Student Pride. Get the latest updates and behind the scenes action on our Twitter @Smoke_Radio.
But for now, we're joined by Cliff Giorno, editor of Attitude Magazine. Hello.
Hi.
How did you find the panel downstairs? You've just come straight from the sex education panel. How was it?
Well, and any panel with Ollie Alexander and Paris Lees on it is going to be quite fun, isn't it? Even talking about sex and relationship education.
I heard there was a lot of fangirls. Were they down there for you, were they? Or?
Yeah, one or two.
We are hosting the most eclectic collection of musicians. And, you know, me and Faye occasionally come on stage and talk about some stuff. But apart from that, we've got some great performers, such as Smashby, who joins me now. Hello. Do you want to tell me a bit about yourself before we go on?
Yes, of course. So my name is Smashby. I'm a singer-songwriter, recording artist, and I do a lot of Pride events. I am very into equality. I do pop music, and I'm quite a little bit out there, a little bit crazy.
They call me crazy, call me crazy, call me screwball.
So you guys over here at your stand, you have these awesome shoelaces with a really great little slogan on them that says, make sport everyone's game. So can you tell me a little bit more about these?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in partnership with Stonewall, who've put these laces together. And they're really, really nice. People are really interested in them. But what the thing is they're really bright. So yeah, as you mentioned, the rainbow laces. And it's actually putting out there that, you know, we believe in this and it's something that we're really interested in as a brand.
On a mission to reign supreme, the Dragons went into battle with the Warriors once again to become Varsity Champions for the sixth year. 16 teams, 8 games, only one winner. Let the battle commence. This is Smoke Radio at Varsity 2017.
It's been a very action-packed day, though. Very, very action-packed day.
Very action-packed.
UWSU men's football.
So ball floats in, he shoots, he scores! And West Blushing gets on the end of it from an Ed Dunbar cross.
What a goal! Oh,
and the Dragons have gone 2-1 up.
Yes!
Sings it aside here. Absolute chaos. Mo Buzzer meets a header. And they've run to the corner.
UWSU men's rugby.
So I've been told there's a bit, it's kicking off.
What's happening out there?
On the pitch, in the crowd.
A little bit of argy-bargy in the crowd, is there?
Well, you know, I was just saying how our cheerleaders, you know, we've come out in numbers, we're looking great, we're looking sparkly. I've just been told that UWL are trying to steal our pom-poms.
Oh, that is not at Varsity.
Can't have anything. Our pom-poms, you can't have
them. Have anything. Can't have our trophy.
Crowd going mental, cheerleaders going mental. Bone fingers, I can see them.
And there we go again. Number 4, who's been decent in this first half, runs
straight
in. Oh, he's
like an ox charging through that.
A bull in a china shop, smashing everything in his path.
I'm in amongst it now with Mark Hoskin. We've won. What do you think?
Oh, it's an unreal feeling, isn't it? You know, like, there's a lot of people here. Everyone is absolutely ecstatic at the fact that we've retained the title. And it's absolute chaos on the pitch. You can't go wrong with it. Absolutely loving it.
Now, what I want to know is, there was some controversy. I saw one of the Dragon's head being basically rugby tackled by UWL. Do you know what happened there?
I'm not too sure. All I know is that there's been a bit of chaos with the Dragon. An era has gone missing. And the Dragon is currently without a head.
Western Star, la la la. Western Star, la la la. Western Star.